Well, it's been very good. You know, we started off with the Senior Bowl, coaching that. I thought that was really good experience for our guys. It really gave us an opportunity to be around 100 guys that are draft eligible. And then to carry that into the combine, get a chance to visit with some of them, but really concentrate on our efforts on guys that weren't at the Senior Bowl. And then right into free agency. You know, I think that we did some really good moves. Dave had a really good plan. We met as a coaching staff with them. I think all the coaches were on the same page with Dave and myself. And to see it come to fruition was good. So now we're in the, you know, the next part of it, the draft class, you know, that we have 11 picks to work with.
When you meet with Teddy and Bortles last week, what do you try to find out about them as a person?
Well, I think... you know, we're going to have some other opportunities to meet with them. So I think it's, you know, the combine gives you 15 minutes. And then now you go to their school and see them in their environment and you just visit with them. And I think they bring up some good questions, you know, and I think it's just an exchange of information. You get a feel for, you know, where they're at in their career as far as mentally. You know, I really like to visit with them about their approach going into these pro days. You know, when teams are coming in, and they're asked to perform at their best, you know, what is their approach? Because that's no different than what they have to prepare for an NFL season.
What are those guys on the portals? What kind of questions do they give to them?
Well, I think, you know, some of the conversations we have is about mindset and about, you know, how to approach this process. I think they have an idea, whether it's from their agent or other people they talk to, but I think their types of questions are given, you know, a coach's perspective.
Opposed to last year where maybe you felt like you were kind of hamstrung with
well,
your
I think that you can, you know, the old cliche that you can never have enough rushers. I think that's so important, and we'll continue with that approach, that if there's somebody that can help us get to the quarterback, we need to take a strong look at them. So I think that you try to build up the defensive line with that mindset. Obviously, with the pickup of Red Bryant, you know, and Ziggy, the mindset of, you know, let's slow down the run, you know, better than we did maybe last year. And I think to have more guys that can come in there and provide depth is good.
Dave said last night about center that he feels like Brewster can probably get the job done this year. Do you kind of feel the same way? Or?
Well, you know what? I know seeing Brewster in our, you know, his rehab, Luke Jokel's in there every day. And I think with Brewster's injury, they've been working side by side. And it's been a good thing for both of them. They kind of push each other. So when you see Mike, you're seeing a guy that he just appears bigger, appears stronger. And I think, you know, he's in the mindset that he has an opportunity right in front of him, and he's really going to take advantage of this opportunity. So we'll see. I mean, he looks the part. He is coming off his injury really well. And, you know, but it's going to be competitive. And but we have confidence in him to play that position. I know we've talked, you know, in our offensive staff meetings and in our all of our staff meetings, you know, specifically about that one position. His name keeps coming up. Well, we got to find some guys. You know, we have to find some guys. So Jock, you know, is a guy that has played center in the past. You know, and then that's where we have the draft and free agency and things like that that we're looking at was college free agent. You know, or through the draft, but we understand that, you know, somewhere in those 11 picks we'll have an offensive lineman drafted.
I'm concerned about it. It looks like you're starting a rookie or two on the offensive line.
Well, yeah, I think it depending, you know, and that's why Zane was so important, you know, to bring some stability there too, just a guy that's had a lot of experience. So, you know, if that happens, you know, I think it's because we have confidence in him, you know, as a player to come in and play right away. But it's no different than any other position. I think that you try to create an environment where you try to lessen the expectation. Not that there isn't great expectations, but if you can lessen it, it really can allow them to concentrate on learning the playbook, communication that takes place. And I think that we'll see rapid progress compared to, you know, if we come in right away telling them he's starting. I think that's when expectations come into play, and it's difficult. So we'll try to control that environment as much as possible to give those guys a chance in the offensive line to play immediately.
Jed talked a lot about last year, the quarterbacks did, about how much control they have of his offense. The quarterbacks run that, and they like that authority. Does that help you put a young guy potentially at center? with.
Yeah, I think, you know, now that we have Chad back, I think that, you know, the center spot, it's always dangerous, I think. You know, if you start with a rookie center, a rookie quarterback, I think that makes it difficult. But if you have a veteran quarterback and it happens to be a rookie center, you'll still go through some growing pains, but it's not to the extreme as, you know, both being rookies. So I think the quarterbacks, too. Chad does have a good command of the offense. We look for him to have even a greater command. And we're, you know, it filters over to the other players, and, you know, he can start coaching those other guys up as well on the field. So it's a good situation. It's a good situation.
Whether it's the first round, whether it's the fourth round, and sitting them for a year and let them, it's almost unconventional now,
right,
in this day and age. I mean, do you guys look at it that way, or do you look at, is that a little old school almost now in this current day NFL?
Well, I think it is probably a little bit different, but that's the approach we're going into it. Now, if, you know, we create that environment, I think that we can just see, similar to what Seattle, I know Matt Flynn was the quarterback. He was the guy. Russell Wilson got drafted, came in. There was no expectations on him coming in and being the starter. But because of that world, it gave him a chance to compete and really put all of his energy into competing. And you saw him progress very nicely. Not that that's a model to fall after, but there's one example of how it can work. And, you know, if it doesn't, if it takes a year, then it takes a year. That's why we signed Chad Henne.
Reputation for taking players off.
Well, you know what, we'll get a chance to visit with them more in depth, you know, in the next couple of weeks. But, I see enough plays where he's playing hard. You know, I do see him, you know, getting great rush, making great plays. And I think it's our job as a coach now, you know, to try to get that consistently. There's been some players that have come out of the draft that maybe you look at their effort in one way or the other, you question it at times, and made the next step to the NFL, and it's not a question. So I think you have to take that into account. But the number of plays he makes and the splash plays he makes and the effort plays he does have on tape, I think that's why he's such a high prospect.
Will you bring him into Jacksonville?
I'm looking at the list. I haven't seen the complete list yet. I know Dave has talked about it.
He's going to come into the Jacksonville league.
I know Dave has made mention of it. I haven't seen our completed list yet.
Watkins coming in too.
Like I said, I haven't seen it yet.
What about last year this time, were you very vocal in the meetings? And how much more comfortable do you feel year two?
No, I wasn't very vocal last year. This year, I think it's, for me, it's a time and a place. Like when we're all in there in a group setting, I have not said anything yet, but off to the side, you know, when we leave the meeting room, then a lot of extended conversations have taken place. And, I think it is a process in there too. So, but I think you get a better feel, you know, off to the side, talking to Coach Fisher, talking to Mike Tomlin, Coach Belichick, you know, on occasion. I think that, you know, you get a better perspective of it and allows you to sense where it's going.
Is it a matter of you don't want to, like, be too vocal in a setting with all those veterans?
No, I think that that's not it. I just don't feel driven maybe to speak at that time. If it's tens of goal and the direction that I feel comfortable with, then I'm good. They know my feelings because of our conversations outside.
Why isn't there a lot of value in the running back position? I mean, most teams take a mid rounds. There's not a lot of big contracts, even for young guys.
It's hard because I know in talking to some coaches in the offseason, they would say that, you know, the number one position on your team is quarterback. The number two position is backup quarterback. The number three position is running back. You know, so, but it's up there. And, some offensive-minded, strong offensive-minded coaches. So you look at, and if it's the third spot or the second spot, yet the value is placed differently. And, I don't know why that is. But I know that for us, it's an area that, you know, look at, we tried to address it in free agency. And, we continue to look for guys that can come in. You know, no one's going to shy away from a guy that can average over 4 yards or 5 yards a carry. You know, if you get that guy that's a difference maker, it can change.
Is that a plug-and-play spot? Is a rookie more likely to have?
Well, I think that it depends. You know, if you're looking at first and second down, you know, or are you looking for first, second, and third down? If you add in third down to the equation, then it's more difficult because all the protection issues that he has. But first and second down, a rookie to come in and play, I didn't know. And there's, I mean, there's guys that have done it in the league.
In your evaluation on linebackers, do they need more work in coverage or as a pass rusher?
Our current linebackers?
In the draft.
In the draft.
As a rule.
Well, I think, basically you're looking at movement skills. You know, instincts, do they have good instincts? Do they have good speed? And I think, you know, those are the two qualities. But we, at our linebacker spot, it's, you know, we put a heavy emphasis on speed. And we need guys that can run. So that's the type of things we look at, more skill set. Can they run? Are they instinctive? And then it's our job to coach them up after that. But I think it's a good group. You know, there's some guys that are very intriguing coming out in the draft.
What's your take on Khalil Mack?
What's that?
What's your take on Mack, the Buffalo kid?
Very good. Very explosive. Very explosive. Just watch the Ohio State game. You know, that's the game that I know we watched, and he really popped up. A guy that can do both now. He can rush. He can drop. I can imagine 3-4 teams, you know, are really excited about his prospects. But for us, the guy that would be a Leo candidate.
What's your ranking as player? You're talking about quarterback, running back, number two. What's your?
Well, let's start out defensively. let's see. Linebacker, DB, three technique, nose, rusher. It is. I think it is. I think that, you know, obviously you need a quarterback. I think offensive line as a group is very critical. Then a couple rushers. If you can get a guys that can rush, and then corners. You know, if you break it down on those four things, I think that, you know, if you look at year in and year out, those areas right there, and if you can get those, it gives you a chance to get better faster.
Chris, what's your feeling on some of these changes? Extra point going back, maybe?
That's what we were talking about before. Do you speak up? It's good dialogue. I mean, here it is. Let's move that extra point back. And so it's a 40-yard field goal. Well, one of the things I think when you look at with the NFL is we've done a really good job as far as safety. And one of them was the extra points for the field goal. Take someone off the snapper. You can't overload a side. It's all these. So now you get extra points. And it's such a high percentage. No team takes a play off on that. But you can sense that it's less physical. Well, now all of a sudden you're moving it back to 40 yards. Now, what is it? Are you going to see a higher, attempt to go block it and things like that? So safety somehow comes into the equation. You know, that's been one of the discussions. But, I think, it's difficult. And we're not saying that it has to be 40, it could be 20. But I think it just brings up good discussion. It brings up discussion on safety. It brings discussion up on, making sure that it's not just the norm or, you're just going through the motions. But, I think it'll be interesting to see what takes place.
For a coach, obviously in the middle of a game, it's one more thing to think about.
Yeah.
Strategy.
Right. And maybe, more teams would go for two all of a sudden now, with that mindset. So it's been good. It's been good discussion. That's why we're here for 3 days and we keep talking about it each day. Yeah.
Clemson Bryant, they're right now the two-star defensive ends.
Well, I mean, that's, to bring Red in, we talked to Tyson, and we talked to him about the, we're going to use them all now. You're going to see them all playing. Same thing with Branch, Babin. We're going to need everybody. That's why you try to get as many rushers as you can to keep everybody fresh. So, we'll go into it. They have the opportunity. That's why we brought Red in and Clem in. But we'll see. I think it'll be based on situation and defenses that we run too.
I think it looks like you're bringing too many Seattle guys. I mean, there's 30 other teams out there. I know you know these guys. And
yeah.
But
I could see that, Vito. I think that's, that could be a perception of it. I think, and I want to be careful of that. But if they're good players, I've also know this, that if there's an opportunity to someone that if I have coached or been a part of coaching and they've given so much to me and helped our staff as a coaching staff, that in turn, if I can have the opportunity to help them, I'm going to look into it. And whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that's how I am. And that's why you saw guys like Walter Thurman come in. Now, we didn't sign Walter Thurman. And, but I think at that point in time, we felt good about the direction we were going. But Clem and Red could help us. And I think that, you know, regardless, Ziggy, we felt like he could help us. I never had a chance to work with him or meet him. So I think we're spreading it out. But I could see that perception, and I'm aware of that. But we're looking for all good players, and they fit that category.
Right now, you and Seattle are the only ones that play this style of defense, right? I mean, this way.
Yeah, I think, you know, you see teams that play press. You see, like, corners that will play the same style. You might see, now you take a look in the D-line, they might play the same style. But as a whole package together, you know, with the read type corners and the style of defense, that part is, I think, a little unique.
Calls now, though, with Seattle winning the Super Bowl, and do you think more teams will adapt the whole package?
I think more so, you know, not run concepts, more about pass coverage concepts.
When you're at a meeting like this with all the other coaches and personnel people, and this is the second one you've been to as a head coach, is it a learning experience for you? Is it a time to renew old acquaintances? Do you have discussions with some of your friends about specifics that happen?
Yeah, I do. Just this morning I did with another coach. You know, we talked about, the locker room. You know, the locker room, that's an emphasis right now, and to have awareness. Yeah, the culture of your locker room. So it gives me a chance to go visit with coaches and say, hey, what, you know, how involved are you? Are you walking through your locker room? You know, and I have no problems reaching out and asking. And I think it's just helpful. You know, you never want to assume. And I think for us, you know, I keep telling the players, three most dangerous words are what? I got it. And that's the same thing for me. To come here to this environment with 31 other head coaches and to not ask them questions, I think gives across that persona. So, and I don't want to. So that's why I keep asking questions and see. So that part's been great. That part's been great.
Dave told us yesterday that a lot of times, particularly with guys like, you mentioned Thurman and Sanders, who didn't sign with the Jaguars, it ends up being a money thing. Does that disappoint you? You spend so much time with those guys, and you're like, these are guys that can help us.
No, I think, first of all, when people come in to our building, I think it's important that we capture every opportunity to show Jacksonville in good light and to talk about our locker room, to talk about our environment, our culture that we have. And then, you know, we leave it up to Dave and the money situation. But prior to that, Dave and I have had these conversations, and we've had vision from day one, how we're going to, you know, each year, how we're going to try to put this whole thing together. So when things like that take place, we've already had discussions about it, and I understand that. So I knew that this year we would be maybe a little bit more aggressive in free agency than we were last year. That was part of it.
Where'd you take Dakota Watson to turn his head? Because he apparently looked at downtown and went, really?
No, I think, you know what, his conversation, he knew we had a role for him. You know, he knew we had a role for him, and, you know, his opportunity to come in and compete right away and a spot that he felt very comfortable in, I think that's what turned his head.
He looked at downtown and said, there's not much to it here, and then somebody put him in a car and drove him around or something.
Well, I drove him back to his hotel.
How much did you have to project? Because he hasn't played a lot.
We do have to project. Now, a couple things came into place. We're looking for a guy that has his traits, okay? We saw the traits he has. Second of all, Todd Walsh was with him a couple years ago when Raheem was the head coach there, and some of those traits he did back then. So that was a couple years ago, yeah. They had him do some of those traits. So he felt comfortable with them. And then we watched him on tape, and he had 26 rushes. The times when he rushed, and we saw enough things there that intrigued us to say, you know what, he has a chance now.